going to be talking with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz later this morning at 11:30 for our statewide conversation. Probably the bulk of that conversation is going to be about the school year, because the announcement was yesterday about how the schools should proceed. And it was layered, it was complicated. And we heard from our friend Shannon Fitch, who's a local teacher in the Grand Rapids area, her thoughts on it before. And now that you've heard their plan, Shannon is back with us. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, how are you feeling about, did you watch the press conference yesterday, and how are you feeling?
I did watch the press conference, and I'm feeling very encouraged. I am super excited to see our kids back in the classrooms. Obviously, I think most teachers are feeling that way, and I'm very encouraged by what he had to say, and I'm super proud of how it's been handled by Governor Walz and his team. I'm really excited. I think that it makes a lot of sense to me. It is complicated.
Yeah, there's like several tiers, right? I mean, you can alternate days, you can do it online, or you can physically be present, right?
Yes. And, you know, I think what people need to understand is that, you know, I try to stay off of social media because obviously nobody's going to be 100% happy, or at least there's a lot of people that aren't going to be. But we've been planning for this as a district and as a state for months. You know, we didn't just take the summer off, essentially. we were told early in the summer that we all needed to plan for these three possible scenarios. And then there are teams that have been set up in our district, and I'm sure in every district across the state, that have looked at how these things can work better than they did in the spring. And I think that everybody, you know, as a district, I think that we're prepared to do all of those things and really move fluidly between those scenarios as the pandemic kind of ebbs and flows.
Well, I think I'm going to unfairly ask you a logistics question, but say you have 30 students in your class.
Yes.
It's not possible to social distance with 30 people in a class. So how does that all work out during the course of time?
I think that our district is in a unique and really good position because we have these new buildings at the elementary level, and it's going to be creatively using all of the space. So if there were to be 30 students scheduled to be in that classroom space, and you're right, that's not possible to do the social distancing, they will be using maker space, gym space, the what would otherwise be the cafeteria space, and, you know, just creatively figuring out how to make that work. But I think that, again, our teams have been working tirelessly to figure that out, measuring classrooms, measuring hallway spaces, and, doing what educators do, creatively thinking through processes.
Yeah, for people who aren't in the Grand Rapids area, it's kind of falling at a time when there are two brand new buildings for elementary schools, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's kind of a blessing and a curse, I guess. You know, when we packed up our classrooms at the end of last school year, kind of already going into the unknown, if that makes sense.
Like, yeah,
as far as furniture and just what those spaces are going to look like. But now it's a kind of a blessing because we're looking at those spaces. There is no furniture in the rooms yet. And so we, at some point, we'll be able to go in and look at how we can create those classroom spaces, maybe not bringing in the bigger, bulkier pieces so there's more room to spread out. So that's a good thing, too.
Couple of things that I took away from that press conference yesterday with Governor Walz and his administration were the kind of new findings that the health commissioner mentioned, Jan Malcolm, about teenagers. Do you remember her?
Right.
Yeah, and you have a teenager, you have a son who's going to be a senior in high school, and it sounds like teenagers are more likely to spread the virus than the younger kids, right?
Yeah, that is what it sounded like, which is, yeah. I'm not entirely sure about the science behind that. I guess they're more active, you know, more activities, less control, quite frankly.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I could totally see that. And like our family has been social distancing and wearing masks and doing everything possible. You know, just within the last few weeks, marching band did start in a very controlled environment. So I've had more kids around the house the last couple weeks than I have since March. And they all seem very, very conscientious. Hand washing, hand sanitizer, they have masks. You know, I think they're taking it very seriously. So hopefully, you know, that will help in mitigating that effort. But yeah, that is totally what I got out of what she had to say as well.
And, you know, I liked that Governor Walz talked about that if everybody who lives in Minnesota is conscientious about wearing masks and social distancing, it's going to make schools be able to be open.
Yes, I loved that too. It absolutely puts some accountability on the individual counties and school districts, public, and I think that's great. You know, what better way to reiterate how important it is to think about other people and wear the mask and you know, do the things that we should all be doing and have been doing, in my opinion, since this whole thing started. But there's always those people on the fringe that don't want to be told what to do. And they're not the kids. They're the adults. It does. It hands that accountability over to the individual counties. I think that's great.
What do you think the mindset is of kids? Do you think kids are excited to go back to school, or some of them are comfortable just doing it from home?
I think both. And I think that is strongly driven by the parents' attitudes. I think that the kids that are excited, I mean, I think all the kids are excited to come back to school and see their friends and be with their teachers and all that kind of stuff. But I think that attitudes in general about how this is going to go down is driven by the parents. You know, what those kids hear at home, and, you know, they're going to drag those attitudes, good or bad. I shouldn't say drag. They're going to take those attitudes, good or bad, into the classroom setting and into other spaces. So, but I think overall, I think kids want to be with their friends, want to be with their people. I've been teaching Summer Learning Academy online this summer, and I have a group of first graders, and they're amazing. Like, they want to talk, they want to play, they want to tell all of their stories. They're missing their social interaction, no doubt.
So what's going to happen if a child or a child's parents, excuse me, decide that they do not want to send their kid to school, even though it's okay? Are we talking homeschool then, or is the school going to help them out?
So from what I understand, and more information will come out on this through our district on August 10th, I should also say that there is a page set up on the district's website that will have the most current information on all of this too, and I go to that every day. The school districts, from what I understand, will be required to offer an online distance option to any family who chooses to do that, independent of the scenario that's happening. So if they choose to keep their child home, the school district is responsible for and will provide distance learning throughout the school year.
It's going to be an interesting year.
It will be an interesting year. I'm super excited, though. You know, I hope that more people take this on as an opportunity to learn to adapt and change and, you know, kind of throw out the negativity, because, you know, what else are we going to do?
Shannon Fitch, she is a teacher in the Grand Rapids District, joining us today to talk about how she's looking forward to the school year and figuring out how to do the safest thing for our kids, but our community as well. Shannon, thank you so much. We'll keep in touch.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.